Welcome to IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast. IFA Talk is for professional investors only. Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us for the latest episode of IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast, where we talk to people who matter about the things that matter in the world of financial services. I'm Brandon Russell, online writer here at IFA Magazine, and joining me on the podcast this week is our editor, Sue Whitbread.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this eco-friendly edition, an IFA Talk mortgage and property special podcast, where I'm pleased to say we've got two excellent guests today who Brandon and I will be talking with about retrofitting, about installing energy-saving tech, and the financing of such exciting projects. Our guests are Mike Lindsay-Bailey from New Mortgage Lender Perenna and Thomas Farquhar from clean tech innovator Heatio. So Mike, Thomas, welcome to IFA Talk. Great to have you on the podcast. Could I ask you to start us off today, briefly introducing yourselves and a little bit about Perenna and Heatio too?
Sure. Thanks, Sue. Thanks for having us on the podcast. So I'm Mike Lindsay-Bailey. I'm the sustainability lead at Perenna, and I've been with the firm for about 3.5 years now. Perenna is a brand new mortgage lender, as you said. We got our full unrestricted banking license at the end of 2023. And we formally launched to the wider market in January of this year. So very new addition to the mortgage market. Our USP as a company is that we are introducing long-term fixed rate mortgages to the UK mortgage market. And the way that we're able to do this is that we are funding these mortgages through the issuance of long-term covered bonds to institutional investors. So that's Perenna in a nutshell, and yeah, look forward to talking more about our more sustainable mortgage products a bit later.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Thomas?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on as well. So we are Heatio. We're a clean tech business based in the Northwest, and we're building a home energy platform to support retailers like Perenna and their customers in knowing what to do in the home. So we take a data-driven approach. So it's really accurate, really clear and insightful as to what's going on in your home in terms of energy use, and more importantly, what to do about it. So not little things like turning lights on and off, but what technologies you should be fitting, what, you know, fabrics you should be changing to save energy and ultimately to move towards renewable technologies.
Perfect. Well, thanks to you both for coming on the podcast today. Mike, can we start with you then and ask you to explain how the retrofit mortgage actually works?
Sure. So I think first thing to say is that it works pretty much exactly the same as our long-term fixed rate mortgage, which you can get at the moment. So I just want to spend probably 30 seconds explaining what that is, because it is new to the UK relatively. So basically, the customer signs up for a term, and the interest rate on that mortgage will never change over whatever term that they have. So if it's a 20-year, 30-year, 40-year mortgage, your rate will never increase, and you will never have to go on to an SVR. The other important aspect of it is that it's a flexible mortgage product. So the early redemption charge period is only 5 years. So almost mirroring the 5-year fixed rate products that lots of customers would typically get in the UK. So if rates did come down in the next few years, which obviously a lot of people are expecting, but no one can really know, then you can refinance without any penalty after 5 years. So that's kind of key. It's a flexible long-term fixed rate mortgage. Now, specifically with the retrofit mortgage, so this is a product that we're hoping to launch this summer. And the way it would work is that we want to reward customers who have specifically made changes to their property to help decarbonize them. So the way that we want to reward that is not just with a one-off cashback, not just with a lower rate just for your two-year kind of initial period, but a lower rate that will apply to your entire mortgage for the entire term of your mortgage. So for example, if you took out a 75% 30-year fixed LTV mortgage with Perenna today at say 5.5%, once you've performed a qualifying retrofit, we would then lower your mortgage rate after that down to 5.3%. So a 20 basis point retrofit discount is that we're calling it. And we're hoping that carrot, that reward is gonna incentivize more people to start their journey towards decarbonizing their home.
Excellent. Well, we did say this was an eco-friendly podcast today. So, Mike, I might come to you first on this one, in that Perenna, we know, has collaborated with Hitio on this project. So I wonder, what impact do you hope it will have on the financial and the home energy sectors? And Thomas, if that's okay, I'll come to you after. We'll hear from Mike first, but I'd be really interested to hear your views on that too. So, Mike, let's start with you.
Yeah, so obviously we're hoping it will have quite a significant impact. There have, like, mortgage lenders have been trying to incentivize decarbonization for a while, and we're hoping that we've, as part of this government grant project, that we've developed a product which is unique and will ultimately be copied by other lenders. Like, that's the point of this, is not just for Perenna to be the only mortgage lender who has a retrofit mortgage. We hope that this is followed by many other lenders. And ultimately our goal, like I said, is that this reward will start people thinking about retrofitting when they are remortgaging. So we really want them to be engaging with their broker about this. We want brokers to be able to speak about this and ultimately then start them on that journey. And once they've thought about the idea of retrofitting, it's then a case of working with partners who we trust to help them then follow the next steps. Because the finance and the funding of a retrofit is only one part of this. Once you've had that, you then need to find an installer. You need to understand what's going to work best for your home. And that's where we as a lender, we want to build an ecosystem and find partners who can help customers on that part. And that's what we're hopefully collaborating with Hitio this year is to directly have that part where we help a customer on that journey.
Oh, well, I think that's a good time to bring in Thomas. Thomas, so in terms of Hitio, then, what are your thoughts on how the impact of a collaboration between Perenna and Hitio might have on the financial and home energy sectors?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggest barriers when it comes to decarbonizing and ultimately becoming more secure with energy is capital. So I think what we're hoping and what government are hoping is a project like this shows that with innovative finance, you can really start driving people towards fitting more efficient technologies in their homes, which brings a whole host of other benefits. People are happier, they have more disposable income, you know, their house is more attractive to buyers because it's you know, less volatile in terms of its energy costs. So we're hoping there's going to be a bit of a radical way of thinking in terms of decarbonizing and really accelerating that journey. And from what we're doing as well, what we want to see is that consumers respond to really clear and accurate information as to what to do, where there's a big gap at the moment. You know, for the average consumer, they don't know where to start or what to do when it comes to that journey to energy saving and ultimately renewable energy. What we want to do is show them that, well, here's accurate information on what's going on in your home, not a guess, not a finger in the air, but actual information. And that links into a very clever finance solution that incentivizes you to do it along with all the other benefits. So yeah, big changes.
Yeah, Mike, come back to you then. What effect do you think your collaboration will have on the way people can pay for installing energy saving tech in their homes? And ultimately, does it make installing low carbon tech in homes more accessible?
I think it will make quite a large difference to how consumers view retrofitting and how they view the installation of low carbon tech quite differently. At the moment, most people see a large upfront cost of, you know, between 5 and 20 grand for solar, PV, battery, heat pumps, whatever combination of kind of the larger items that you want to install. And that puts them off because they're told that's going to pay back over 5, 10, 15, 20 years, depending on your energy bill savings. And what we're hoping is that we can change the narrative so that people view this in the same way that they view a loft conversion or a kitchen upgrade. And so when they're coming to remortgage, they've built up some equity in their home, they're thinking about borrowing an extra 10 or 20K to do any kind of home upgrade, basically adding a retrofit and renewable technology installation to that list of options. And so they view it then not as a one-off 20 grand like amount that you have to pay out of your cash savings, but instead they view it as, oh, that's £50 a month extra on my mortgage to have this done. And I'm hoping that in 5-10 years, actually the value of my property will be higher because of that. And I'm getting the energy bill savings and my home is comfier to live in. So yeah, it's really changing that narrative. And hopefully that also makes it more accessible to people. Like a lot of people don't have that amount of savings at the moment, to even if they did like the payback period. So yeah, by debt financing and spreading it over the longest term possible, which is what you can do with a mortgage that you can't do with unsecured personal loans. You can minimize that monthly payment and so make these renewable technologies much more accessible for more people.
Thomas, anything you'd like to add on that one?
I think from an accessibility point of view, one thing that a project like this does is it shows a trust element which is lacking in consumers in the UK. So if you go to Europe, for example, 66% of Norway's homes have already decarbonized their heat, and we've done less than 1%. You go to Italy and 23% of homes have already got solar, and we've done 4%. So whereas we heard recently that the energy price cap had been reduced slightly, that's because Europe are using a lot less gas than we are, because they've decarbonized, they're way ahead of us. And we have a big trust issue in the UK when it comes to fitting these technologies. And what I think things like this do, where we've got a mortgage that really incentivizes you, it shows that these technologies are here to stay. You know, the rest of Europe are way ahead of us, and products like this show that you don't need to be fearful of these technologies. They're very standard. They're actually going to make life a lot better and make you far more secure in terms of energy. So I think it's going to drastically change people's mindset in the UK.
You are listening to IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to be notified as soon as a new episode becomes available. And follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter and Instagram at IFA Magazine.
Guys, we're rapidly approaching the end of the podcast. So to finish off today, I'd be really interested to hear how you both see the long-term retrofit mortgage actually shaping up the mortgage industry. And I'm guessing Mike will come to you first on that, but Thomas would really appreciate your views on it as well.
I think green mortgages they've been a good start to this journey of having lenders really focus on decarbonizing and how you can incentivize action. I think at the moment though, most green mortgages are focused on rewarding a customer for buying a home or living in a home which is already energy efficient. And what's been missing is a product that really focuses on, we have over 20 million existing homes that we need to switch to being ready for net zero over the next 25 years. And we're not going to build enough new homes that are already energy efficient to then be incentivized by what green mortgages are currently targeting. So I think we're hoping this is the first product that really focuses on retrofitting, on converting the existing housing stock. And like I said, I think this is not a case that we want Prenna to be the only one that offers this kind of product. What we hope over the next 12 months by piloting this product is that we can incentivize a lot of customers to start on this journey. And that will then be echoed by and copied by other lenders ultimately if it works. It's less about kind of shaking up the mortgage industry, I guess, but more just like adding another option for consumers. And I think the same thing goes for long-term fixed rate mortgages. We're not assuming that that's the best type of product for everyone, but it's just another, it's adding more choice for customers. There's a lot of research out there that suggests that customers do want that peace of mind. You do want the security of knowing that their mortgage payments will never go up. And the long-term fixed rate green mortgage is then also saying, you're also protected from energy bills going up. So the cost of living crisis over the last couple of years has seen mortgage payments spike and energy bills spike. And the Prenna retrofit mortgage is really trying to tackle both of those things and avoid what's happened in the last 2 years for a lot of homeowners going forward.
Interesting. And I guess for the advisors listening in today, it's about delivering that service to their clients, isn't it? And not just, you want this mortgage, therefore have this one. It's about raising those bigger issues with them, for which I'm sure they will be incredibly grateful. Whether they do or don't, it's just knowing at that point that those options are available, isn't it? So Thomas, can I come to you as well on that in terms of how you see such a collaboration and the retrofit mortgage actually shaking up the mortgage industry?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we see it from obviously from the consumer's point of view as well. And I think Mike hit the nail on the head. Consumers are taking out mortgages anyway. And this is the first one that's actually going to say, well, yeah, take out a mortgage that's going to make life better for you by incentivizing you to do something that has so many other benefits. Whereas 98% of UK homes have to do something for us to hit our net zero targets by 2050. And net zero isn't just a nice to have. It's where we live, and ultimately it's starting to change. So people are becoming a lot more focused. And then you've got the underlying issue of energy security, that we don't want to be at the behest of people across the world that are invading countries that cause us our own issues at home. So products like this are going to drastically change people's mindset. And we see it as being not even radical. It's just the next logical stage. But all the products in the market at the moment incentivize people that have already done something, which is really easy. If your home's energy efficient, we'll give you a discount. Whereas the vast majority of the market, 98%, aren't in that position. They need someone to be alongside them for the journey and reward them as they go along it. So yeah, we see it as sort of game changing.
Good. No, that's, I think you've made the case very eloquently, guys. So thank you.
Yeah, I agree. But unfortunately, we have run out of time on today's podcast. So thanks, Thomas and Mike, for coming on and talking to our listeners about such an interesting topic. Thanks must also go to our listeners as well. And be sure to keep an eye on our website for next week's episode.
IFA Talk is for investment professionals only. All material has been carefully checked for accuracy, but no responsibility can be accepted for inaccuracies. Wherever appropriate, independent research and whatever necessary legal advice should be sought before acting on any information contained in this podcast. And value of investments and income from them can go down as well as up. You may not get back the amount you originally invested.